We are trainer what? Can we actually create our own protein powder because we know what are the ingredients, that clean ingredients, and then that's all how it started. And it took the courage, so you need the courage to actually tell them that, yeah. Mom, Dad, I'm actually switching to become a fitness trainer. It's not meal replacement. So there are also people who are confused. Protein powder is not meal replacement. It's just a supplement. Yes. Like if you're not getting enough protein from your food, you know, add in the protein powder. So it actually took us 13 months to just come up with these two products. And by the way, these two products are proudly made in Malaysia and halal certified.
What is an alternative source of protein for those who choose not to consume any meat? In today's episode, my guest and I will discuss about this matter. But before that, I'm in a mission to reduce 1% obesity in Malaysia. You can help me by liking and sharing this video with your friends. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 45. And everybody, let's dive in into the topic. And please welcome my guest, who is the founder for Raw Fuel Supplement. Please welcome Wan Yi.
Hi.
Just nak beritahu you guys, she travels all the way from Penang.
Yes.
Bukan datang ke podcast. Sebab dia ada event. So she has an event. Simultaneously, we're doing this podcast together.
Okay. Nak datang podcast juga.
Oh, yeah. Just nak beritahu you guys juga. Okay. We've chat for numbers of weeks. I've even tried a supplement. Supplement apa nanti dia beritahu. And today, I want her to share with all of you, listeners and viewers. But sebelum tu, let us kenal dengan lebih rapat about Wan Yi. So, please share how you first begin your journey in fitness.
How I first begin?
Let's start from like zaman muda, zaman high school.
Zaman muda, okay. No, not in high school actually. High school, not really into fitness yet. It started bila I start kerja. And then, you know, you got some money. Then you go, hey, check out the gym. Oh, I like. I can come for workout. So that was when I started. Yeah, when I started to
age
work.
Age-wise, roughly?
25.
Do you consider yourself at that age terlambat masuk into fitness or not?
I don't know. But when I, maybe. Because I, when I first discovered the gym, I was with my colleague. So my colleague brought me there and said, here, you know, all the classes. Then I said, wow, so nice. I like. That's when I started fitness.
Okay. So share that journey.
And then I actually hit the gym every day after work. You know, so much love for workout. And then after
so this is what sebenarnya? Are you what? Gym? Are we lifting or classes?
Classes first. Okay. A little bit of classes. And then a little bit of own workout. Dude, you know, don't know how to lift weight. Yeah, like women, sometimes we go to the gym, we don't know how to, we look at the equipments, oh, like,
don't know
how to use, right? Then do what? At the end, treadmill je lah. Go to the class, treadmill je. And then later on, you know, fast forward a bit, I met my husband. Okay. My husband is a fitness trainer. And then, yep, he taught me on weightlifting.
Was his pickup line like, hi, miss, I can help you train? Is that the pickup line?
Actually, I was the one who
approached him.
Oh, he was, again, tell you some story. He was training a client. Okay. And then I was on the treadmill walking. And then he walked past. And I just said, hey, hi. And he was like, so surprised. Wow, this girl actually hi. Like, I don't know her. Yeah, that's how it all started.
Right. Okay, Chof. Out of topic sekejap eh.
Okay.
Ramai orang rasa, okay eh, gym ni amat menakutkan. Like, you know, like what you say, like,
yeah. Intimidating.
Man, intimidating, man, besar, whatever.
Yeah.
But this is the first love story in my podcast that dengar jatuh cinta dekat atas treadmill.
Yes.
Bukan jatuh treadmill, jatuh cinta atas treadmill.
Yes, yes.
Nice.
Love at first sight.
First sight,
yeah.
Right.
And then after that, I was like, who was that guy just now checking out his Facebook back then? No Instagram yet.
Stalker.
Yep. So,
joking.
Also first love story, right? That the girl actually made the first move.
True. Okay, then from there.
Yes, from there, he started to train me. We trained together. And then I was, okay, and then I was an engineer actually, not a trainer. I was an engineer. And then we got married. Okay, wait, the storyline. We got married, I got pregnant. And then people tell me, hey, you should stop weightlifting. You shouldn't go to the gym. You should do what? Just walk, swim, that's all, okay? Don't do weightlifting. I said, I know, I mean, when you're pregnant, you can still do weightlifting. You can still exercise. You can still work out like normal. So, which led me into thinking, all these people, they need people to educate them, to tell them that pregnant ladies can still work out.
Very true.
As long as you get clearance from your doctor and you got, of course, you got a certified coach or trainer to train you if you do not know how to work out safely.
Betul. Okay, just pause kat situ kejap. Those people or friends, who are they? As in like, do they know anything about exercise or just based on what they rasa?
What they rasa. You know, especially the, I don't know, maybe the older generation. So they want to keep me at home. Hey, don't go to the gym, okay? Don't let her go out.
Dangerous. Nanti something happened to the baby.
Yes, okay. And some of first baby. And then after that, I actually went for a course on, you know, how to train pregnant ladies or postpartum ladies. And then, then after that, now I'm a fitness trainer.
Okay, so now we have faham. So in the beginning, your career was an engineer. Jatuh cinta.
Jatuh cinta was before that.
Jatuh cinta. So jatuh cinta, the interest in fitness lebih mendalam.
Yes.
Then, dah kahwin, dapat anak, then she, the transition. Okay, the transition from engineer to fitness. What did your parents say to you?
Oh.
How to go this?
This is very, my parents, they were like, why? You studied so hard and you did well, right? In your, I mean, in your work now, you did well. Everything was fine. And why you suddenly want the change? So it took me a while. I mean, it took the courage. So you need the courage to actually tell them that, mom, dad, I'm actually switching to become a fitness trainer. They're like, fitness trainer? How much can you earn? What do you do? What do you do? Like, you know, they back then they don't see the value. But I realized the value, like, because I know my husband is a trainer and I see, oh, as a trainer, you know what we can do for people? We help them to reach their goals. We transform them sometimes. So the ability to transform somebody is very, how do you say, very rewarding, right?
Betul, setuju sangat. Okay, I nak menyambung sikit before you go next. Ramai orang rasa trainer ni macam just all those abang-abang sarung in the gym. Yeah. You know, jerit-jerit, It's not a woman's place. Women should be in fitness.
Yeah, especially.
Especially again. Then, but what one you're trying to point out, which I totally agree, it's the similarity is macam kita seorang doktor atau psychiatrist. That we are actually helping people and the reward of helping people to something that we cannot describe. Puas hati sangat.
Yes, yes.
Kan, puas hati sangat.
Very, how to say, the satisfaction, right?
Yes. Okay, dah faham dah. Now we understand why. From there, you teruskan. Okay, this is where I want to know. How you establish the business and what, was there any obstacles or challenges?
You're talking about raw field.
No, like you started the into gym. Fitness, then into a gym.
Okay, so before I quit my job as an engineer, Gary is my husband. He opened his own studio 4 years ago during COVID time. Wow, so we all know, right, during COVID time, very difficult. And we just had our first baby. So, lucky difficult, right? Very challenging. You got a baby, you got a new business, you know, you need to make sure everything is okay. But very glad, thankfully, we have our members all supporting us. So we, we managed to cope. And then, and after that, I slowly planned on my career, the career switch. And then after that, the birth of Raw Field. And why we created this is because my husband actually, he had a severe intolerance towards all the certain protein powders that he tried, the one that in the market. So severe intolerance ni macam lepas dia minum, right? What happened? Bloated and weight gain.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's not good, right? You imagine you're a trainer and you gain so much weight, and then people started to question, ew, why you gain so much weight? Like, yeah, and then it's, if you tell people that I'm intolerant to the protein powder, do you think people will believe you?
Nope.
Right. So, and then after that, we searched for protein powders that can actually suit his body, but couldn't. Then I asked him, hey, we are trainer, what? Can we actually create our own protein powder, because we know what are the ingredients that can be inside, safe ingredients, clean ingredients, and then that's all how it started.
Okay, and I not relate your Twitter dengan a few of my guests before this, and also my Twitter.
Okay.
Many episodes ago, is one of these gentlemen I invited. He's a founder of a healthy food.
Oh.
Then I asked him how he actually started. He tried to diet, but it's so difficult to find the food. So what did he do? His wife cooked for him. So from there, he started eating healthy, like a meal plan. Then few of his friends start asking. Then he provide the healthy food. For your case, sama aja.
Yes.
For my business case pun, sama aja. So everybody that does business, Misty, have experienced something that they need to change for themselves and also help people. Okay, now dah faham dah. Now cerita sikit tentang the supplement ni compared to other supplement. Because I nak faham this part, just to beritahu semua orang, Wani dah mention intolerance kan. We usually know lactose intolerance sahaja. Tapi ada orang kat luar sana intolerance to certain other things. So kita nak tahu why this supplement boleh membantu ramai lagi orang kat luar sana.
Okay. So we pick ingredients, we pick clean ingredients. Mm. So we don't add in like additional additives, binders, fillers. So it's really from, like we said, this one is whey. Whey and a little bit of soy. So it's really whey and soy. So
That one is strong.
Yeah, that one is strong.
Yeah.
And then for pea, it's really pea. And the chocolate is from real cocoa powder. So when you don't add in all those unnecessary extras, it's all very clean.
Right.
And proven that after my husband took it, he's very okay, easily digest, no issue, you know, no more bloatness. So we are very confident, very clean, pure, no additional additives, and there's no artificial sweetener as well.
But yes, very true. Okay guys, dari conversation tadi dengan Wan Yi, dia ada mention that certain protein powder boleh buat kita bloated, which I'm very certain banyak daripada you guys pun bila minum protein rasa bloated kan. So why not give it a go to raw fuel protein, di mana anda boleh experience sendiri proteinnya bersih dan pada masa sama juga it contains L-carnitine, di mana ia membantu untuk menurunkan lemak badan. I highly recommend you guys untuk klik link dekat bawah untuk order produk tersebut. Okay, now let us use a simple term supaya the listener and viewer understand it. When you say bloat, okay, many people don't understand bloat tu apa. Is it buncit ke apa ke?
Bloat is like, how to say I?
Our answer, in my view, is berangin.
Yeah.
Dia rasa sangat-sangat tak selesa.
Yeah, and then sit also uncomfortable. Stand pun uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like sleep pun susah.
Betul. Yeah. So generally, lagi senang nak faham, when we consume something that shouldn't be in our system, the first thing you akan notice is bloated. Sama juga macam kalau orang tu ada food poisoning tau. The first thing they will experience also bloated, and then they cerebere ke muntah tu.
Yes, kan? And the body try to remove.
Correct.
Yeah.
So kepada you guys, and mungkin you don't realize, like for me also, last time, I do consume whey. But there's one period of my life I was consuming whey gainer. Because I was sold by a friend.
Okay.
So sold bermaksud kawan saya nak menjual je. And bukan nak tolong saya. Dia kata, bro, you want to pack more muscle? Take this weight gainer. I took it. I became fat lah. Kan? But because I listened to him. So when I consume that weight gainer, by the way, kepada you guys, I consume weight gainer, I'm not telling you that you're wrong.
I'm just sharing my experience. When I consume the weight gainer, I tend to get bloated because in weight gainer, the main ingredient is gula.
Mm.
They put so much sugar, then it doesn't tolerate well with me, then I got bloated lah. So, kepada you guys, mungkin when you drink protein ke or something that you tend to get bloated, switch the product.
Mm.
Find a product yang tak buat you bloated sebab takut dia akan memudaratkan.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, let's go a bit in detail, the difference between strong and also pea protein. Apa tu pea protein?
Pea protein is, okay, pea protein is actually made of pea.
Okay.
Like the real pea, the green color pea.
Kacang.
Kacang, yes. So if you're vegan or you are lactose intolerant, you can't take milk, then you can take this. This pea protein is suitable for you. Yes, but if you can take milk, then you can take strong. Right. Strong is from whey and also soy.
Okay, so jom kita bezakan lah for you guys kat luar sana. Vegetarian ni ada beberapa type. Okay? We have pescetarian, vegan, vegetarian, lacto-ovotarian. There's so many lah. Okay? What she tried to tell, kalau you guys yang boleh consume susu, bolehlah ambil strong.
Strong.
Yes. Sebab ada dairy, which is the susu, and also soy. And the pea protein, okay, I dah try personally, dia clumpy sikit. It's not bad. It's just clumpy because texture dia memang macam tu. For those yang memang tak makan meat langsung and also dairy product, boleh consume pea protein. FYI, dekat Australia is very popular, pea protein. Malaysia ni barulah. Bila, when she say pea protein, mesti macam kencing. No, no, it's not. It's not. It's P-E-A. Okay, it's not kencing. It's pea, kacang. Okay? Alright. So, thank you for briefly sharing about the product. Now, for those yang practice vegetarian diet and struggle to eat protein from tofu or similar sauce, what sauce can a person consume?
Okay, if you're vegetarian or you're vegan, where you don't take meat, so you have to try to take variety of protein sources,
yep,
like tofu, beans, chia seeds, quinoa, and of course, high quality of plant protein powder, like what we have here, what the pea, right? So that make sure that you have, you can meet your daily protein goals.
Okay, I nak tambah eh. So in a day, so regardless lah, you all pergi gym ke tidak, in a day, we have an amount that we have to consume. I give you an example lah. Wanyi, what's your current body weight?
56.
Okay, 46.
56. Oh, okay, okay. It's a secret.
So she's 46, okay? For a general person yang tak bersenam, minimum requirement is 0.8 gram to 1 gram. So she should consume 46 gram of protein. Kalau you have to consume tofu, I think you should be consuming somewhere about 300 gram to 400 gram of tofu. I don't know you nak makan banyak tu ke tidak. So what you could do, you combine the tofu with vegetarian protein, macam pea protein. So for those uncles and auntie, why I say that? Because I do have elderly clients, they choose vegetarian diet.
Yep.
Especially yang practice vegetarian day. Kan, ada. So pernah this client of mine tanya, how many tofu have to eat? So when I design for them, about 800 gram of tofu. So they're like, wow, so many lah.
Yeah.
So that's why I mentioned to them, why not you have a look at raw fuel? Maybe they can help you and assist you with the protein consumption. So this is my suggestion kepada mereka kat luar sana. And okay, that's regarding about yang buat vegetarian diet. How should someone supplement or implement the strong protein pula? Your suggestion?
You do eat meat, you do eat fish, but you're still not getting enough per day. And then you can actually add on the protein supplement into your daily intake. Yeah, your daily requirement. Then you'll be able to hit your daily protein requirement.
Contoh macam tadi lah, Wani is 46 kg, she dah makan ayam, tapi terlampau banyak sangat ayam, penat, so she consume that strong protein.
And I do know that certain people, they only eat like they only eat meat once a day. Like the protein intake is only once a day, which shows that you're not consuming enough protein every day.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Also, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, eh? You can consume it, but try not to make it as a meal replacement.
Yes, it's not meal replacement.
Okay.
So there are also people who are confused. Like my friends, they ask me when they know that, you know, I have raw food, they ask me, hey, is raw food actually meal replacement? Ah? I say, no. Protein powder is not meal replacement. It's just a supplement.
Yes.
Like if you're not getting enough protein from your food, then you add in the protein powder.
Okay, let's share with the viewer and listener the difference between meal replacement and just supplement. Let them get a better understanding about that.
Okay, meal replacement is actually you're replacing, let's say, your dinner with, like, you know, the meal replacement.
The product.
And then, I don't know, maybe the ingredients, what is inside, you know, how much is the protein, how much is the carbs. But for protein powder, it's different. The ingredient is mainly you are taking it because you need the protein. For example, this, there is 23 grams of protein per serving.
Banyak. Okay, I add on juga. So, selalunya meal replacement ni a bit more heavier. Macam this calorie is sama macam most whey protein, which is about 113 calorie.
Yep.
So, most whey protein pun about 110, 115, somewhere around that. Meal replacement bukan saja ada whey protein, dia tambah benda-benda lain. Certain product, dia letak dextrose, certain product. Depend lah what brand lah kan. So, if you're looking for meal replacement, this is not suitable for you. But if you're looking for supplement, you do know you struggle to consume protein, this would be best for you. Okay, so, faham beza dia, it cannot be replaced because it's not a complete meal. However, it's sufficient to provide you protein. Or just to let you know, kepada mereka yang first time dengar ni, it has an ingredient untuk membantu. Bukan menghilangkan ya. There's a different bunyi macam sama. Membantu menurunkan lemak badan, which is L-carnitine.
Yes.
So, it has a combination of protein daripada pea, at the same time ada L-carnitine. Okay, may I ask, most of your consumer, generally, gender dia apa?
Both. We actually have both. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have our clients, both. Men and women consuming this right now.
Why I ask? Because this is so cute.
Yeah. and I want to explain why we came out with such cute outlook.
Yes,
it's because mostly women, when we step into the shop selling protein powder, we're like, wow, so big. Will I be so bulky if I take this protein powder? You know, some of my clients, they do ask me, I went to that shop. Oh, the protein is so big. It won't be so big or not if I take.
Right.
So when we were creating this, so I was thinking, hey, let's do it more, cute, so that people will feel, hey, okay, what? I take it in and, you know, the cute outlook.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm very certain, I'm just guessing, you were the one that designed Sumoni.
Yes. Me and my husband.
Okay. Why I check out is because target market usually female, okay? Female like few things. At the same time, they prefer something that less meat atau vegetarian. Lah. So it's very cute. First time when I nampak, I was like, oh, this is so cute.
Thank you.
Okay, you mentioned that when you create this product, and for sure there's an obstacle.
Yes. So it actually took us 13 months to just come up with these two products.
Wow.
Okay. 13 months. So it started with working closely with the food scientists. So the food scientists will formulate the recipes with all the high quality ingredients. And then a few times of tasting it. So to make sure that the taste is really what we want. Because we're not putting any sugar, no artificial sweetener. So you imagine that you have to taste and see, okay, I think this is good, but can be better a bit. And then you taste, not so good. So a few rounds of that. And then after we finalized the taste, everything we finalized, it had to go through extensive testing. And by the way, these two products are proudly made in Malaysia and halal certified.
Yeah, I'm looking for that.
So the halal certification, right, is actually has to be done after the product is out. Okay. Yes. So after we got everything like that, we send it for certification. And then they say, okay, approve everything, certified. Then when you come back, we have the sticker, so we will stick when we
sell it. Kalau you guys go to the website, you're going to nampaklah the certificate. Yes. I wanted to show that we start certificate to that. Okay, so you mean that your obstacle is only the duration?
The duration is one. Of course, a lot of money.
Of course.
And then we are new, brand awareness is not easy. Then you imagine, like, in the market, there are already so many brands out there. So, yep, all this. Yeah, but...
One question I'm going to ask that is not in here.
Yeah.
Where do you see your product in 2 years' time?
In 2 years' time, okay. I would say we see ourselves having more varieties, more flavors. And then, more varieties, more flavors. And maybe a few more types.
I would like to comment a bit. I've seen it in a pharmacy.
Yes, yes. We are also available in the pharmacies and a few fitness centers in Penang.
How do you manage to get in the pharmacy?
How do we manage to get into
the pharmacy? You don't need to share the secret whoever you know. This is a curiosity because to have a product in a pharmacy, it's not easy.
Yep. So, yep, that's why the extensive testing and everything, it helps. So, when you go into the pharmacy, they are very strict. So, they have to make sure you have everything that they want. What we did was we approached them. Then when they need, okay, show me what certificates you have. We need this. And we have all of them. So, okay. Yeah.
So, that shows pharmacy pun nampak benda ni legit.
Yes.
So, mungkin for those of you guys, because I did show to a few of my clients. Okay, my client like, you should not. Because it's too cute, you know.
Too cute.
I'm like, because the image
true.
The fitness industry have created, you go to the gym means you're somewhat hardcore.
Yes.
So you have to show that it's strong. It's strong, yeah.
Too cute. Strong and cute.
Strong and cute. But just to let you know, they have all the certification and shows that you're going through a lot of process. And it can be safe to consume. And now they are undergoing sharing with the public. And I hope you guys yang tengah mendengar menonton, try dahulu. Okay. When you see the benefit from it, then I think you start telling other people also about the product.
Yeah, we're so confident that you guys are going to love this. If you try, I'm sure you're going to love it because of its purity, clean ingredients, and it's affordable, right? Yeah, for the high quality, it's so affordable, so why not?
Oh, nak tambah satu lagi. Kan tadi I mentioned that Wani is here is because of an event.
Yes.
Share a bit about this.
How about the event?
About the event, yeah.
Okay, the event is tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. So we are here one day earlier to set up the booth, to make sure that, you know, we have everything ready there, carry all our protein powder, put there. And then tomorrow we will be there. So if you're there for the event, Red Line event, or you're just going to be there as a spectator, then come drop by. Drop by our booth and then taste it. You know, once you taste it, you for sure will say, oh, I love it. I want to buy.
Okay, I have to pause there. This video will be... Okay. Next month. Event dah habis.
Never mind, for the next event.
Next event.
Yes.
So hopefully next event, they be opening a booth also.
Yeah. So follow our Instagram so that you know where we're going and then our latest promotion.
Right. Yes. Okay. Cool. Now, what is your advice to those trying to build lean muscle while implementing vegetarian diet?
Okay. So if you're vegetarian and you want to build muscles, is that right? Okay, of course, we all know build muscles, you need protein. So even though you're not building muscles, you still need protein, right?
Very true.
For your hair, for your skin, for your nails and everything. So if you're vegetarian and you try to build muscles, yes, you need to hit your daily protein goal. That's number one.
Yeah.
And then the number two is, of course, sufficient sleep, sufficient rest, proper hydration,
yeah,
and then consistent training.
Yeah.
Yes. And then last but not least, you also need to make sure that you're eating enough calorie for the day,
yes, or
to support muscle growth, muscle recovery.
So, semua tu saya nak summarize. Banyak orang ingat nak build muscle hanya makan protein sahaja. Because the logical explanation would be like muscle, protein. So yeah, when you consume protein, you build muscle. So Wan Yi dah mentioned, tidur tu penting, workout tu penting.
Hydration.
Hydration pun penting. I nak tambah satu lagi lah. The quality of your food. I'm not saying that you makan calorie surplus dah cukup. But you have to have a quality calories.
Mm-hmm.
So your body have sufficient amount of nutrients. Okay, so thank you. Very straightforward. Semua orang kena tahu benda tu. And how can the viewer and listener find Raw Fuel Supplement?
You can find us online. Here we are available online. Raw Fuel Malaysia. You just Google Raw Fuel Malaysia and you can find our store there.
Yeah.
But if you're in Penang,
yeah,
you can actually drop by our studio and get the protein.
Nice. Yes. So Penang friends,
yeah,
please support Penang trainer.
Support local.
Support local. Wait, Penang tu kat mana tu? Which part?
I Santorini.
Santorini.
Real Athletics Workout at I Santorini, Tanjung Tokong.
Tanjung Tokong, okay.
Yes. So, not just Penang friends, KL friends,
yeah,
Ipoh friends, all of you, just, you know, support us. You can also get our products online. We ship across Malaysia.
Just nak tambah juga, one of my client order, remember the other,
mm-hmm,
Aisyah, I think it was 2 days je. 2 hari dia sampai, she made the payment. I mean, I made the payment for her.
Mm-hmm.
The day after tomorrow.
Sampai dah.
Yeah. But laju lah.
Fast shipment.
So, give it a go for the protein powder. And for those yang practice vegetarian diet and looking for vegetarian protein, give it a go to to get pea protein.
Yes.
All right.
Pea protein.
So having said that, Wan Yi, anything else you want to add?
Nope. So just saying that our products are proudly made in Malaysia.
Mm.
And then...
Halal.
Halal, yes, halal. No sugar, no artificial sweetener. And then no binders, no fillers, very clean ingredients. So try this.
So I'm looking forward, kalau you guys, any of you listener and viewer, dah try, please buat content and share about the product as a review supaya orang lain pun tahu this product actually can assist you with your nutritional plan. So having said that, Wan Yi, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Izwan.
Looking forward to see you again in future,
yes,
hopefully.
Yes. All right. Definitely will come and visit you again.
Nice. All right. So take care. See you in the next episode.
Bye.